So we thank God today is Mother's Day.
感谢神，今天是母亲节。
And I believe all the mothers deserve the blessing of God, right? As God sent them up in the families that they help to run together with the leadership of the husband.
我相信在座的每位母亲都应当得到神的赐福，因为她与她的丈夫一同的来带领整个家庭。
I believe there's Father's Day coming, right?
也即将会有父亲节。
Well, let's turn to our text in Psalm 121, 1 to 1.
我们翻到今天的经文，诗篇第121篇。
Actually, this psalm, if you see in your Bible, especially in, I don't know, my KJV Bible, A Song of Degree is highlighted there.
如果你看你的圣经的话，你会看得到有上行之诗。
It's one of the 15 psalms, alright? Entitled Song of Degree.
是在诗篇当中有15篇是有这个名字上行之诗。
In fact, it started from 120.
其实是在诗篇第
120.
诗篇第120篇开始。
So, Psalm 121 is actually the second psalm.
所以诗篇第121篇是第二个上行之诗。
It ends with Psalm 134.
诗篇第134篇就是最后一个上行之诗。
So there are at least a few views concerning why this psalm was written as a song of degree.
为什么这诗篇是一个上行之诗呢？有几个观点。
Literally, when you say it's a song of degree, it means a song of ascending, like going up the steps.
当我们说这是一个上行之诗，就是说是有一个代表要上行、要往上行的意思。
And one of the views was that it was sung during the period of journey where the Israelites or the Jews will go towards Jerusalem temple.
所以一个观点就是当以色列人当犹太人他们到耶路撒冷去敬拜神的时候他们就会唱。
So it's actually a pilgrimage kind of journey going to the temple in Jerusalem.
这个旅程要到耶路撒冷的时候会唱的诗。
Later we'll see the occasions whereby they are supposed to go up to the temple three times because God commanded it so.
然后我们也会看到以色列人一年三次要到耶路撒冷去。
Another view is that it was supposed that after the exile in Babylon, the Jews were allowed to return back to Jerusalem.
第二个观点是当以色列人被巴比伦国侵略的时候他们被允许回到耶路撒冷。
And being exiles, you know, you come back to your homeland, how wonderful it is.
他们能够回到祖国是多么的美好。
Some of us may have stayed in another country, maybe visit your relative in Australia, then you come back to Singapore, so nice.
我是我在座当中是否有人出过国然后回到新加坡的时候感觉到是非常的美好的。
And so when they return from captivity,under the Babylonians, when they are allowed to return home, they are so joyful.
他们被掳之后能够回到家乡是非常的喜乐的。
Well, some of the Jewish rabbis, okay, religious teachers, say that it was the time where they, when you go up the 15 steps to the temple, approaching the temple, when you go up the 15 steps, they sing this psalm.
有些犹太人的老师傅们，他们就这么的认为当他们登上耶路撒冷登那些阶梯的时候他们就会唱这些上行之诗。
Well, we thank God that this is a psalm that the Lord has given us and it's a wonderful expression of Israel's faith.
我们感谢神赐给我们这样一篇诗篇是代表了以色列国的信仰。
It was a psalm of devotion and trust in the Lord, Jehovah God.
这篇讲述了他们对神的信赖。
And for us who have trusted in the Lord, it is also a psalm to gladden our hearts.
对于我们这些已经信靠主的人，这诗篇也能够来激励我们的心。
Okay, having this background, now we must appreciate the setting of Psalm 121.
所以现在让我们来理解这诗篇121篇。
Now I need to go back a little bit on the history. Israel as a nation is God's chosen people.
以色列国身为 以色列国是神所拣选的一个国家。
Remember, he grew them from the family of Abrahamic line. Remember, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, right?
是亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的后代。
And of course, Joseph was sold into Egypt. Remember?
还记得吗？约瑟被卖到埃及。
And then what happened? He ascended. Remember, he was able to interpret Pharaoh's dreams and all that. So they promoted him to be the second man.
然后他被高举，因为他能够来解读法老的他的梦，然后就成为以色列国埃及国第二大的人。
So remember, Joseph brought Jacob and all that, and they settled in the land of what? Goshen.
所以要记得。约瑟就将雅各一家都带入了埃及。
So there were about 40 of them.
所以当时有大概40人。
But what happened when they left Egypt?
可是他们离开埃及过后又如何呢？
Remember, after the time of Joseph and the Pharaoh, the new Pharaoh came in and subsequently Israel was under bondage.
要记得当一个新的法老做王的时候呢，以色列的人呢就被他们成为奴隶了。
And so they had to slave, you know, building a city of Python and Ramses, and they were really made to make bricks and stuff like that, right? That's the bondage under slavery.
埃及人就苦待以色列人，叫他们成为他们的奴隶。
But when God delivered them through Moses, how many came out of Egypt?
是当神借着摩西带领以色列国出来的时候，有多少人呢？
Most biblical scholars say that it was about 2 million.
大多数的圣经学者认为有大概200万人。
And they experienced God's wonderful grace as they crossed the Red Sea.
他们体验了神奇异的恩典，当他们渡过红海的时候。
Then God promised them what? A land of flowing with milk and honey.
神也应许给他们一个牛奶与蜜之地。
God chose them to become a nation.
神选择他们成为他的国家。
And a nation needs the land.
一个国家也需要它的地图。
So historically, the Jews had actually gone through much tribulations and trials.
所以犹太人身为一个国家，他们经历了很多的苦难。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because of their sinfulness and disobedience to God.
因为他们的罪，因为他们背叛了神。
And it's also for us.
对我们也是一样。
I believe in your Christian experience. Some of us, when we have left church, we go our own way.Have walked in life, we return back to church.
我们基督徒的生命也是同样的，有些人或者离开教会，或者离弃神，可是我们都回到了神面前。
I can share with you personally, this was what I was.
我也可以跟你分享，我也是如此。
From a small boy of primary 6, I received the Lord. I was very zealous, I attended church and all, and subsequently when I start working life, wow, it's all the havoc life.
当我年幼的时候，在我读小六的时候，我信了神。可是当过后我长大开始做工的时候，我就离弃了主。
But like Paul, I can say, I thank God, I am what I am, all by the grace of God.
可是我可以如同使徒保罗一样的来说，我今天是如此，都是神的恩典。
So I just give you a short history. I hope you don't mind of what Israel went through.
所以这是来提醒我们以色列国的历史。
Remember, they were conquered by Assyria in 722 BC.
要记得在主前722年他们被亚兰国吞灭。
And then Babylon in 586 BC.
或在主前586年他被巴比伦国吞灭。
They were scattered and then they were brought into Babylon.
他们就被掳到巴比伦国去。
Then AD 70.
而在公元
The Romans conquered.
主后70年
And they sacked the whole of Jerusalem.
罗马国就吞灭了以色列国。
Destroying the temple.
并且毁灭了耶路撒冷。
Today you only see the wailing wall of the temple if you go to Israel.
今天在以色列国的耶路撒冷呢，就有一个那哭墙在那边。
The magnificent temple of Jerusalem built by who? King Solomon. Gone.
所罗门王所建造的那伟大的圣殿呢，已经没有了。
The subsequent one also gone, right? During the time of what? Ezra gone.
过后被修复的圣殿，第二个圣殿呢，也是没有了。
And then the subsequent one also gone. The refurbished temple also gone.
被修复的圣殿呢，在主后70年也是被毁灭了。
Where was their God?
他们的神在哪里？
temple, everything gone. And the Jews were scattered right across the world after AD 70.
在主后70年，犹太人被分散到世界各地。
And today, if you realize it, you do not know, understand, the Jews were initially returned in World War I, World War I, 1914 to 1918.
犹太人是在世界第一大战的时候回到了以色列国，在1914年到1918年。
Some of the Jews were managed to return to Jerusalem.
一些犹太人他们能够返回到耶路撒冷去。
But soon after the Second World War,
可是在第二世界大战过后，
under the Declaration of Independence,
他们就宣布独立。
Made on May the 14th, 1948.
就在1948年5月14日。
Today is what? May the 14th, right?
也是5月14日。
Yeah. They declared themselves as a nation.
他们宣布独立，宣布自己成为一个国家。
They applied to United Nations.
并且向联合国申请。
The very next day, May the 15th, they were accepted as a nation by the United Nations.
5月15日就被联合国接受成为一个国家。
A nation needs a land.
一个国家需要它的土地。
No nation. You see the Sumerians, the Phoenicians, or where are they today?
看那些撒玛利亚人和其他的民族，他们今天在哪里呢？
But the Jews scattered time and again, time and again, time and again, were able to come back to Jerusalem.
可是犹太人呢，他们虽然被驱逐出自己的地图很多次，可是他们仍然能够回到耶路撒冷。
The city of Jerusalem in 1967 was actually split. Arab quarters, Jewish quarters.
耶路撒冷这城呢，在1967年被分为两部。
Excellent translation. Wow, very good. But after the Six-Day War, the whole city came together.
可是在六日大战之后呢，这整座城就被连成一部了。
Why do I go through all these things?
为什么要跟大家讲述这一些呢？
To realize, to make us realize, God is ever in control in the affairs of man.
让我们体验到，认识到神一直掌管着人的一切。
As I shared my kind of havoc life previously, and then the renewed life that I stood here now as an ordained minister of the Lord.
我之前也过了一个放纵的生活，可是现在得到更新，成为神的仆人。
And I'm just a person. This is a nation whom God, which God could mold and make after His own deed.
我只是个人，可是神掌管了以色列国，并且带领了以色列国。
And you know, in dispensational understanding of eschatology, right? Dispensational understanding of eschatology.We know that in the future kingdom, Israel has a very special place. Read Revelation 21 and 22.
在世代论的末世论的当中呢，我们知道以色列国在末后，在世界的末了的时候，一个特别的地位。
You will see the New Jerusalem, the city gates, all the gates there will be the 12 gates, named the 12 apostles.
能读启示录第21章就能够读得到一个新耶路撒冷。
12 apostles or what?The 12 tribes of Israel.
新耶路撒冷的城墙是命名，是根据十二个使徒而命名，也有十二个支派的名字在。
God in eternity will also not forget His nation.
神在他们永恒当中是不会忘记以色列国的。
That's why He kept His people faithful.
所以他使到他的子民呢，都是忠心于他。
So even we see history, the hand of God is always there.
所以我们看历史的时候，我们看得到神的作为。
Why? Was it that this psalm was penned together with the other 14 psalms to be a song of ascent?
为什么我们在这里有这些上行之诗呢？一共15篇。
God commanded and wanted Israel to recognize Him as their God.
因为神命令以色列国要承认他做他们的神。
All right. Three times they are to go to Jerusalem.Three times in a year.
一年三次，他们必须往耶路撒冷去。
Remember last time we all, when we were all Buddhists and Taoists, we must go to Kusu Island, right? Every year we must go to Kusu Island, right?
还记得当我们还拜偶像的时候，不论是佛教还是道教，我们也必须有这些朝圣的行为。
All of you look at me blank. Only those older ones will understand. Every year got to go Kusu Island, tie the thing and go there, right? Agree?
可能年长的会记得，我们一年一次要往这。
Whether you like it, whether you like it or not, you have to sit the boat and bum 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 boat go all the way to Kusu Island. Agree?
喜欢不喜欢都要乘船过去呢。
But God commanded every Jew, please come to Jerusalem, come to me. Three times.
可是神命令所有犹太人一年三次要往耶路撒冷去。
Okay, ask our brother to turn to Exodus 23.
我们翻到出埃及记
第23章。Not Psalm 23, Exodus 23.
出埃及记第23章。
He will read verses 14 to 19. This is the commandment of God.
第14到19节。出埃及记第23章14到19节，请听我来读。一年三次，你要向我守节，你要守除酵节，照我所吩咐你的，在亚比月内所定的日期吃无酵饼七天，谁也不可空手朝见我，因为你是这月出了埃及。又要守收割节，所收的是你田间所种劳碌得来出熟之物，并在年底收藏，要守收藏节。第十七节，一切的男丁要一年三次朝见主耶和华，不可将我寄生的血和有效的饼一同献上，也不可将我节上寄生的脂油留到早晨。地里首先出熟之物要送到耶和华你神的殿，不可用山羊羔母的奶煮山羊羔。
Okay, three times you must go to the temple.
所以一年三次要到圣殿去。
Easy, go to internet, book train journey to Malaysia. Next time Singapore to KL only less than an hour, right? Zoom, right? No way, huh?
是可以上网订机票直接去吗？不能的。
You got to what? Jalan kaki. You got to walk.
你必须自己来行走。
You got to walk through the desert sand. You got to bear the sun during the day in the desert sand. How many of you have gone to Israel?
必须要走过那沙漠的沙土当中，要承受日晒。
Hot life.Cannot take it.
是非常的炎热的。
At night, how?
夜间呢？
How cold? I didn't know. I wore my jeans.
非常的冷。
I wore my jeans. I went and wash it. I went out to hang. Wow, my hands like so cold. Can't even.
当时我不知道，我穿了牛仔裤，我拿牛仔裤去洗过后，我就觉得非常的冷。
At night, so cold.
夜间是非常的寒冷。
We are in Beit Sahur. We stay in the guide of a. Previously, it was a hospital for TB patients. Under the BP Church. Alright, sorry. Yeah. So at night, very very cold. In the day, very very hot.
所以在夜间是非常的寒冷，在日的时候呢是非常的炎热。
And travel was difficult.
行走也是非常的困难。
And you know.You walk on the street, you try and walk in the seaside and the sand.
你尝试在海边的海滩来行走的话呢？
You think all those are roads, you have to... It's not easy to walk in this kind of loamy sand.
他们的沙是非常的难来行走的。
And it's not that straight road, sometimes fast, sometimes like that. And the desert sand is not stable, it will blow across the road.And the road will be full of sand and you have to walk like this. It's no joke.
那路是非常的崎岖不平，风也会吹那些沙子到路上，非常的难行走。
So you think travel is easy?
你认为这行走是容易的吗？
There'll be robbers.
也会有强盗。
Food.
食物也是个问题。
Carry water.
还要背那些水。
Carry the cold.Warm clothing.
要背那些冷衣。
And then so thick, you have to take it up and carry it along.
非常的厚。
Maybe your donkey, your camel, you have to feed them.
你的骆驼也要带领他们。
Right? Facilities? Not easy.
没有什么设施，所以行走是非常困难的。
So they are scattered all over. So what do they do?
他们分散在以色列的四处，所以他们怎么做呢？
They still have to obey God and faithfully attend the three festivals.
仍然要谨守神的诫命，来守这三个节期。
Why these three festivals?
为什么这三个节期呢？
God has a purpose when He set it down.
神有他的目的。
Very often we forget things in history.
很容易的，我们会忘记历史所发生的事。
Yeah. We enjoy peace and prosperity and everything nice in Singapore.
我在新加坡享受繁荣，享受安定。
How many of you have experienced water rationing?
我们有几个人体验过那神水的运动呢？
How many of you have experienced racial riot?
我们有几个人体验过那种族的暴乱呢？
We don't.
我们没有。
Yeah. We are afraid. Water rationing, you cannot bathe, you cannot do anything.
当时神水运动的时候，我们不能够洗澡，什么都不能做。
Now you just switch on the water. You know, those days we have to go and carry water into the house.
现在开水龙头就有水了。之前呢，我们需要去扛水。
As children, we bathe in the public tap.
年幼的时候，我们是到那些公共的水龙头在那边洗澡。
It's not so easy now. Children must have warm water, hot water, no such thing.
现在的孩子还需要热水，当时呢都没有这些设施。
Why do I say these things? Because we don't understand the context of the Jews at that point of time.
为什么我要提出这一些呢？因为我们不能够明白以色列人所经历的。
So God purpose.Has his understanding to bring Israel to remembrance of what he had done for them.
所以神的目的是要以色列国记得神为他们所做的一切。
The first Passover feast, the first feast was the Passover feast.
第一个节日呢，就是那逾越节。
Remember Moses negotiated for the Jews. He went and told Pharaoh, Pharaoh, please release my people.
还记得吗？摩西向法老提出要法老放让以色列国。以色列人离开埃及。
Pharaoh said, "Never mind, go lah. Take our own people. We don't want. We don't care about you."
对摩西说，让他们走吧，我们不需要你们。
No, they are my slave. I command them to build all my cities.
不是的。
So why you want to take away my laborer?
不是的，法老说他们是我的奴隶，怎么能够让他们走呢？
So what happens?
所以接下来发生了什么事呢？
He had to kill all the firstborn of Egypt, right?
神必须杀灭所有埃及地。
He has to send his angel of death upon the Egyptians, right?
投胎的婴儿。
But the Jews were spared.
是以色列国的人，以色列人呢被胜了。
And because of that, Pharaoh said, "Get out of Egypt." Remember?
所以之后呢，法老王才说离开埃及。
God delivered them in the most glorious and wonderful way.
神按照大能荣耀的作为呢。拯救了以色列国。
All the nine plagues has no effect.
之前九个大灾难呢都没有任何的作为。
Only the tenth one.
唯独第十个。
Take away your line, then your lineage, then you will remember.
我除去你的后裔，你才会知道。
Remember, but Pharaoh wasn't satisfied. Of course, he chased them, and then his troops were drowned.
就是当然，法老王并不放弃他。追逐了以色列国，可是他的兵都被淹了。
So in the Passover feast, we see the goodness and grace of God in delivering His people.
所以在逾越节，我们看到神的恩典，神的美好来救赎他的子民。
He helped to set them free.
他使到他们得到自由。
Free from bondage.
离开这做奴隶的日子。
The second one is the Feast of Harvest.
第二是那收割节。
Or in the New Testament, we have it as the Pentecost.
在新约呢，又是五旬节。
It reflected God's provision for Israel by giving a land to them, the promised land, a land flowing with what? Milk and honey.
这代表了神的供应，神赐给他们一个地图，一个非常好的地，是牛奶与蜜之地。
What is the indication when you say milk and honey?
当有牛奶，当有蜜的时候是什么意思呢？
Milk is a full food, right? Honey is nourishing, refreshing.
乃是能够供应我们所需用的，蜜是非常甘甜的。
So God provided for His people in that sense.
供应了他的子民。
Right, He is giving them a land.
赐给他们一个地图。
Okay, that's why just now I mentioned, the Sumerians or whatever the Phoenicians, where are they today? But when we talk about each, the Jews, yesterday they became a nation.
所以其他的民族，撒玛利亚人，他们今天都不能够成为一个国家，唯独以色列人、犹太人，他们有自己的国家。
So God brought them up, delivered from bondage, and what provided them a country where they can call their home,
并且赐给他们一个国家，使到他们能够称自己的那个国为他们自己的国家。
Thank God,
要感谢神。
And thirdly, the Feast of Booth.In Exodus 23. Okay, in Exodus 23. The Feast of Booth means the place where they can stay, is the Sukkot. It means like tabernacle, the Feast of Tabernacle, meaning tent, okay, the tent.
第三个节期呢是关乎要一个搭帐篷的节期。
This shows when Israel came out of Egypt, what do? They live in tents.Right?
当以色列国他们离开埃及的时候，他们住在哪里呢？是住在那些帐篷当中。
And for 40 years, they lived that way.
四十年他们是如此的来生活。
You know, most commentators believe that if they had left Egypt, the land of Goshen, cross the Red Sea, went direct to the promised land, they will reach it within 40 days.
很多圣经学者认为呢，如果以色列国他们离开埃及的时候，直往应许之地呢，只需要40天。
But remember the 10 spies that went, only two, Caleb and Joshua, were faithful. If they had obeyed the two of them and they had by faith, they would have entered the promised land in 40 days.
他们派了12个探子去寻访这应许之地，可是只有两个探子回来，他们的报告是好的。
Now, to the Jews, alright.To the Jews, 40 years is one generation.
对犹太人而言，40年是一代人。
So at the age of 40, a person is counted as mature enough to read what? One of the books in the Bible. What book they can read when they age 40?
所以对他们而言，到了40岁，他们才够成熟，能够来读圣经当中其中的一本书。
Song of Solomon.They are not allowed to read the Song of Solomon when they are young. They are only allowed to read when age 40.
他们只有到40岁的时候才能够来读雅歌。
Because to them, that is a very essential book.
对他们来说，这本书的内容
anyway,
比较成熟。
Yeah. So to cut a long story short, 40. And then, of course, when they journey, remember, God was there.In their midst, remember?
还记得他们在野地当中行走的时候，神在他们当中。
The tabernacle by day, you can see what? Cloud.
能够看到云柱。
Can you imagine? Under the hot sun, God gave them a beautiful umbrella.
在夜间的时候，有云柱来为他们，成为他们的荫蔽。
At night?
夜间呢？
At the tabernacle there, at the center of it, what they have? Spotlight.
在帐篷上有什么呢？
It's a spotlight. Right? Because God's presence, like, Shekinah glory was there. And why? They were able to what? Protect them from wild animals. Protect them from enemy attack.
有神的荣耀，这
火柱也能够
来保护他们。
How wonderful. God's presence was there.
何等的奇妙，神与他们同在。
You went to Israel, you take umbrella, right? So on.God didn't give you a special umbrella, but if you have Israelite journeying forth, and the disobedient generation of that left Egypt, they all perish in the desert.
那悖逆神的那一代人呢？他们都在野地旷野当中死去了。
But God wanted them to commemorate this feast because God provided shelter and food for Israel for.Close to 40 years. Actually, it's 37 and a half years.
是神要他们守着节期呢，来搭帐篷呢，是要提醒他们，神供应了他们40年的需要。
So God was their what? Was their deliverer.
所以神救赎了他们。
From Egyptian bondage.
脱离埃及人的捆绑。
God provided a land.
神供应了他们一个。
Where there were no people.
应许之地。
Right. And God provided them what? A land with milk and honey. And God also rained manna. I will provide you. Even in the desert, there's nothing to eat. I will rain manna on you. And the manna is the best vitamin and bread to sustain them all through their 40 years.
神赐给他们应许之地，当他们在旷野的时候，神也供应他们一切的需要，也赐天上的玛纳给他们吃。
I'm your protector, I'm your provider, I'm your helper.
我是你的供应者，我也是会保护你的。
Manna from above. You want quails, they give quails. Of course, they were not satisfied. They were punished for that. But God gave them.
神赐给他们，供应他们一切所需要的食物。
Their clothes did not wear out. Their sandals did not wear out.
他们的衣服、鞋子40年都没有坏。
You mean 40 years? We all 40 days already say, hey, my new shoe already here, one hole.
我们40天已经说我们的鞋子已经破洞了。
Can you imagine?
能够想象吗？
But God wanted them to remember Him.
神要他们来纪念他。
That's why God says, "You come 3 times."
所以神说一年三次你要来耶路撒冷。
And so the Israelites faithfully obeyed God.
所以以色列人他们很忠心的来顺服神。
And so if we go to Psalm 121, now then we understand the fullness of God's goodness, grace, and love towards His people.
所以我们现在知道了这一切，来看诗篇第121篇的时候，我们就能够体验到神对以色列国的恩典的美好。
They were chosen as God's people.
他们被拣选成为神的子民。
And you and I have the blessed privilege of being His people.
你和我也有那特权成为神的子民。
Yeah. This world is not our home. We are living for the future.
这世界不是我们的家，我们为着将来而活。
So we can understand. Right now,if we approach this psalm, then we can see now, right? Knowing the background, understanding what God had done for Israel, and what God requires of Israel in return.
所以现在我们来看这诗篇的时候，我们就能够明白神所供应给以色列国和神所要求以色列国的。
So, the psalmist responded in a way to acknowledge in verses 1 and 2 that God is their helper.
所以这里诗人在第一和第二节是要来回应承认神帮助了他们。
Secondly, in verses 3 to 6, they acknowledge that God is their keeper, the one that will keep them.
第三到第六节诗人也承认是神保守着他们。
And then, in verses 7 and 8, God will preserve and protect them.
所以第七和第八节他也承认是神保护他们。
Okay, let's now look at the text. I'm so sorry, I have to put you all in that frame of mind when you approach this psalm.
所以让我们现在来看这诗篇。
Okay, the Lord, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. The Almighty God.
第一和第二节说，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
So I will lift up my eyes. They look to Jerusalem, but we look to what? We look not.
所以我要向山举目，他们看的是耶路撒冷，我们看的是什么呢？
But for us, we care for what? My job. How to make a living. Will I be sacked or not? How to find a job? Now Singapore is now job market is very tight.
我们的顾虑是是否能够有工作。我能够找份工吗？
But God is our helper.
可是神是我们的帮助。
I will lift up my eyes to Him.
我要举目看神。
Whatever situation in life, do we turn to God?
无论生命遭遇如何，你是否有转向神呢？
Because where there is a need, He's ever ready at hand.
当有需要的时候，神必定能够来帮助我们。
The Lord says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee."
神说我不会离弃你。
Right.Though a mother will, you know, forget to feed the baby on time, right? Suckling baby on time. God says, I will never forget you.
母亲甚至会忘记喂养她的孩子，可是神不会。
I've written you on the palm of my hand.
神已经把我们的名字写在他的心板上。
So there's no problem where God is concerned.
所以对神而言不是问题。
The problem is with us.
问题是出于我们。
How many of us prayed this morning? I did not ask you to put up your hand.
当中今早晨有谁有祷告呢？
How many of you really come here with a properly prepared heart?
有谁已经预备好心来敬拜神了呢？
To take in God's word?
来领受神的话语呢？
Sorry, because this morning I was preaching in my church concerning the parable of the sower, how the seed will land into our heart.
今早晨我在我的教会讲述的是撒种的比喻。
If the seed, the word of God just land on the wayside, the bird will take it away. Land on stony ground, you will have no effect, right?
这种子就是神的话语，如果它落在路边呢，就没有效用了。
So our heart must be like nicely prepared ground, right? When you have to plant a flower, you don't just boom like that. You dig it and you know, loosen the soil. You make sure the plant goes right down. You make sure you water it tomorrow, you know, or today, and make it nice so that when your seed will grow, right?
我们的心必须是像那好的地图，已经预备好了来领受神的话语。
Yeah, you want God to help, you have to look to Him.
我们要神帮助，我们必须要来仰望神。
Yeah. And so when the pilgrims, when they journey through their difficult time to Jerusalem, then they look up to the hill because Jerusalem is a city set on seven hills. They are surrounding hills.
所以当以色列人呢，他们往耶路撒冷去的时候，他们就会举目看山，看耶路撒冷。
So if they trudge along, then they see, wow, still so far. Trudge along, still so far. You know, you can't, like, cannot reach like that. So when you see the hill, wow, so happy.
所以他们走的时候会一直向山而行。
So he says, from whence cometh my help? God will help me. And my help cometh from the Lord, which make heaven and earth. God is control. He's the creator, right? He order all things. The sun rises.
So, 他们就问我的帮助从何而来呢？他们说我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。我们的帮助是从那创造宇宙万物的神而来的。
And you see the word L-O-R-D there, as I always emphasize to my people as well. Always remember, He's the relational God. He's the focus when you see in the Old Testament L-O-R-D, Adonai, you realize that it is a what? A covenant relationship.
在这里提到耶和华神，耶和华的意思就是神是个守约的神，有着特别的关系。
We are God's covenant people.
我们是与神有约的子民。
Look here, that He will be my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. If God can create heaven and earth, then who are we?
我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来，神既有大能来创造天和地，那我们又算什么呢？
In fact, the Jeremiah says, Behold, I'm the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
耶利米书有提到，神说他创造宇宙万物，有什么事是神所办不到的吗？
There's no way. God is above everything.
没有了，神什么都能。
So He, the Lord, is our helper.
所以神是我们的帮助。
He is our keeper as well. Look at verse 3 to 6.
我们看第三和第六节，神也是保守着我们的。
Yes. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee,will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
第三和第四节，他必不叫你的脚劳动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Yes. The Lord will order our footsteps aright.
神会使我们走在当行的路中。
He will help us, He will keep us, He will lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. That is in Psalm 23, verse 3.
他会帮助我们，并且带领我们，保守我们行在他的义务之中。
So, the point is this. Are we willing to listen and to be guided by the Lord?
是我们愿意来聆听神的带领吗？
Yes. He will keep us, but as long as we obey Him, He will direct our pathway.
我们愿意来跟从神吗？我们若顺服他的诫命，神会保守保护我们。
You see, we often go our own way, and then when you're in trouble, Lord, where are you?
我们时常是偏行己路，当遇到困难的时候，我们才来问神你在哪里。
Yeah, isn't it true?
难道不是这样的吗？
Yeah. If we go into the desert sand and we don't wander, then we go into the quicksand.
我们到荒漠当中行走的时候，我们就落在这淤泥当中。
Right, the Lord will know how to guide and lead us in life.
神知道如何带领我们。
So our footsteps will not easily.
好叫我们的脚不动摇。
Yeah. So this is true. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
这是真实的。看第四节，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Yeah. You know what happened actually? There was one security guard. He was working late, and then he drove.His van home.
一个保安员，他工作到很迟，过后他就开了货车回家。
He fell asleep.
他就打盹睡着了。
Hits one young lady.
那货车就撞到了一个女士。
Anything can happen, right? When we are not conscious.
当我们睡着的时候，不谨慎的时候，任何事都能够发生。
If you like somebody to guard your house like security guard, and then half the time when you come home, you are sleeping at the post.
你希望有一个保安员他来看守你的家，可是一半的时间他在那里睡觉吗？
We are in NS last time. You are guard duty, you're on sleep, you take 7.
还记得之前当兵，当你要做这看守的话，如果你睡着，你必须要多做7次。
You know why it takes 7, right?7 weeks confined to camp, and you have to do 7 guard duties week after week. Our time was consecutive. 7 weeks you cannot go home.
就是要做多七个周末的这看守的工作。
And for NS men, weekend is very precious, right?
对于这些国民服役的人，一个周末是非常的珍贵的。
That's how it is.
就是如此。
Do we slumber and sleep?
我们有睡觉吗？你打盹吗？
But does God slumber and sleep?
可是神会打盹会睡觉。
You say, God, please help me with this problem. God says, sorry, I'm sleeping.
你向神祷告，求神帮助，神会对你说我在睡觉吗？
No.
不会。
God neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand.
保护以色列的也不打盹也不睡觉，保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边荫庇你。
Yeah. He's on the shade.He shades us, right? He gives us shade. Then the heat of life, right? And the strife and trouble and affliction that we go through, God, where are you? God say, I'm here. Look to me.
神遮盖着我们，当生命的苦难、生命的问题来到的时候，神必定帮助、荫庇我们。
The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night.
白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。
Was it true of Israel's case?
以色列国是如此吗？
True, right? They have a wonderful umbrella during the day. They have a what? Spotlight during the night.
一个云柱在日间来遮盖他们，在夜间又有那火柱给他们亮光。
We can trust God.
我们能够来信靠神。
Right. So God also protects and preserves us. Look at verse 6 to 8.
神会保守看顾我们。看第七页第八节。
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. From this time forth, even forevermore.
第七页第八节，耶和华要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你从今时直到永远。
Yeah. I want our brother to turn to Romans chapter 8. All of us turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们来看罗马书第八章。
Let us look at verse 31. You read it for us.
我们来看第31节。罗马书第八章第31节这么说，既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Yes, by God's grace, we are kept safe. Away from evil, He shall preserve thy soul.Even our going out, our coming in, our safety is of the Lord, right?
按着神的恩典，我们得到保护。耶和华要保护我们免受一切的灾害，保护我们的性命，我们出入都有耶和华神的保守。
We love God because He first loved us.
我们爱神，因为他先爱我们。
And there's nothing in this whole wide world that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
全世界没有任何东西能够叫我们与神的爱隔离。
I want our brother to read Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39.
罗马书第八章35到39节。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。第37节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Yes. So how do we take all these things? We see Israel as God's redeemed people.
所以我们看到以色列国是神所救赎的子民。
As a parallel, we are God's redeemed people as well.
同样我们也是被神所救赎的子民。
How God has been faithful and true to deal with Israel in such a loving, gracious and kind way.
神对以色列国是何等的仁慈，何等的很有恩典。
And we can likewise receive that kind of a blessing from God.
同样，神也会如此的来赐福于我们。
All that's required of us is a life of full commitment and submission to the Lord's will.
我们所要做的就是要将生命完全的献上与神，来跟随他。
Like the psalmist, we are assured when we look to God, when we turn our eyes up to God.
和诗人一样，我们得到安慰。当我们转眼定睛看神的时候，
He will help us.
他会帮助我们。
He will keep us.
他会保守我们。
He will preserve us until the very end.
他会保护我们直到永远。
I just want to tell you a story, or the testimony of a missionary.
在这里跟你分享一个宣教士的见证。
He went.And wanted to serve God. He was trained and then he went back to Cambodia.
他受训了，去到柬埔寨，要在那里来侍奉神。
Came down close to the Thai border, northern Thai border, Cambodia.
他在柬埔寨靠近泰国境内那边。
Great march. The Lord helped him to find a place to establish a small church in a small town.
他祷告，神也帮助他能够在一个小的城镇那里开始一个小的教会。
He ministered faithfully, and the Lord gave him a group, a kindergarten or something like that, a small school where he was able to run.
他在那里忠心的服侍神，神也帮助他能够给他一个幼儿园。
The Lord kept it going.
神保守这一切。
He was very encouraged.
他十分的得到鼓励。
But a group of people were not very happy.
可是当中有些人他们不满意。
And so they were intending to do harm.
所以他们想要来加害于这宣教士。
So one evening, this was shared by the brethren in Cambodia. One evening, a group of them wanted to burn the whole place down.
所以一个傍晚呢，他们想把整个地方都烧毁。
So they got into a vehicle and he drove and about to come to the place.
他们入了一辆车，正在行驶往那地方去。
So when they came on, they were so surprised. The place was quite bright.
他们到的时候觉得很惊奇，那里非常的亮。
Then they wondering, hey, how come? How come like this? It's bright.
就在想为什么会如此的亮呢？
Then they saw there were people surrounding that place.
我就看到周围有人围绕着。
So they did not go in.
所以他们就不敢进入。
So they went back.
他们就回去了。
And the whole thing fell through.
然后就没有不能够得逞。
And funny enough, none of them wanted to ever venture to go and clear the place.
更奇妙的是，他们不敢再到那地方去。
And we thank God the work could carry on.
感谢神，那施工能够继续。
I heard this story from when I was in Cambodia ministering there.
当我在柬埔寨那里的时候，我就听到这故事。
What happened? I also don't know.
发生了什么事，我也不知道。
But to the worker there, he says, actually nothing. Right? That night there was no meeting, there was no nothing.
对那宣教士来说，他也不知道，因为当天晚上也没有任何的聚会。
How come the place is bright? Was bright?
为什么那个地方会如此的亮呢
？How come we have people moving around?
为什么周围会有人呢
？I didn't have any such meeting.
他说他不知道，因为没有聚会。
It's God's preserving grace, I believe.
我相信是神的保守的恩典。
So when I heard this story, I was wondering in my mind, how come things like that happen?
当我听到这故事的时候，我在心中就想，为什么这样的事会发生
？But God has His way of doing things.
神有他的作为。
Yeah. In your life, in my life.
在你我的生命。
Look to God.
我们要来仰望神。
It's the Creator, our Maker.
是啊，创造宇宙万物，创造我们的。
Our Helper, our Keeper, our Preserver.
是我们的帮助，保守我们，保护我们的。
And none can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
没有人能将我们与神的爱隔绝。
Let us pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We thank thee for this Son.
我们感谢神你赐给我们这诗篇。
And for the background that thou hast given for the writing of this Son.
感谢神你告诉我们以色列国的历史。
How thou hast preserved thy redeemed people.
神你如何的保守你被赎的子民。
Specially chosen by thee.
特别被神你拣选的。
As a people and as a nation.
给子民一个国家。
O Lord, we thank thee.
主啊，我们感谢你。
That we are serving the same God.
我们是侍奉着同一位神。
And we pray thou will strengthen and help us.
我们祷告神，你会帮助我们，坚固我们。
If there are any in our midst that are struggling.
我们当中有人还有困难。
Seeking to do thy will.
要来行你的旨意的时候。
We pray thou will minister to them.
我们祷告神，你帮助他们。
That thy word will truly encourage and challenge them afresh.
你的话语能够鼓励，能够重新的来激励他们。
To trust thee.
来信靠你。
To know thou worketh all things well.
来相信神，你使一切都是美善的。
For thy children.
为着你儿女的缘故。
We pray and ask this with much thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
我们祷告祈求，带着感谢，奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。